All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here with Doug Thornton on the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the CommonSenseShow.tv and Heroes Nation as well. And it's really good to be with all of you. And we have a very, very serious situation going on in the South China Sea. And we're also going to be talking about what will we do, Doug and Dave, with regard to a draft. Now, Doug doesn't have to worry for a while. Doug, how old is your oldest?
She's 11.
Okay. Well, you know, Chip Roy, who I really like, is saying that they now are going to draft girls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll kind of conclude with that one, though. But welcome. We have very, very serious news out of the South China Sea. And so, Doug, let me throw it to you. And I think I've read the same stuff you're talking about, but go ahead and tell the audience what exactly is going on in the South China Sea or what today.
Okay, so what we got going on right now is China has sent 71 warplanes and 7 ships towards Taiwan in the last 24 mm-hmm. hours. And coming out of Taipei, Taiwan, China's military sent 71 planes, 7 ships towards Taiwan in 24-hour display of force directed at the island. Taiwan's defense ministry said on Monday after China expressed anger at Taiwan through related provisions in a U.S. annual defense spending bill as of Saturday. China's military harassment of self-ruled Taiwan, which it claims is its own territory, has intensified in recent years, and the Chinese military has sent planes or ships toward the island on a nearby basis. But at 6 a.m. Sunday, between Monday and Sunday, 47 of the Chinese planes crossed the median of the Taiwan Strait, an unofficial boundary once tactically accepted by both sides. Now, among the aircraft China sent toward Taiwan, 18 of their fighter jets, 11 of their J-1 fighters, 6 Su-30 fighters, and drones. Taiwan said that it has monitored the Chinese moves through its land-based missile systems, as well as its own Navy vessels. And here's a quote. "This is a firm response to the current U.S.-Taiwan escalation and provocation," says Shi Yi, the spokesman for the PLA's Eastern Theater Command. In a statement on Sunday night, it was announced that the PLA was holding joint combat patrols and joint strike drills within the waters around Taiwan. She was referring to the U.S. defense spending bill, which calls China a strategic challenge, which is a lie. They're a strategic enemy. They're not a challenge. With regard to the Indo-Pacific region, the legislation authorizes increased security cooperation within Taiwan and requires expanded cooperation with India on emerging defense technologies and readiness and logistics. China's military has often used large military exercises as a demonstration in force in response to U.S. government actions in support of Taiwan. With all this going on with Taiwan, China is a strategic enemy of the West. They are a communist nation, and they are hell-bent on overthrowing and deplatforming America from the world stage. We know that China has had more than their share of representatives who have said since the beginning of the PLA, what, back in 1947, that they need to overthrow America, they need to defeat America, and China is the only military in the world currently that is increasing its military spending and buying of ammunition, buying of arms, strategically for combating America. Did you know that 50% of the exports of military goods is purchased by China alone from Russia? So 50% of Russia's outgoing military exportation is bought up by China. And that's just what we know. when
well, Doug, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Because we're trying to drain Russia's military resources by using Ukrainian soldiers.
Well, but
using
here's the thing that China buys 50% of it, and then Russia's proxies and China's proxies are the same allies. So when we send our goods to Ukraine and we don't send it elsewhere, China and Russia send their goods to all of their allies. So in a strange turn, we are weakening ourselves by putting a threat against Russia and a kinetic platform now in Ukraine. But yet China and Russia are continuously progressing forward by making new leaps and bounds in weapons and technology. And they're also sharing weapons and technology. No one's doing that with us. We're doing that with the world. And as the world looks at it, we have made third world countries into second rate warlords now, because we move into a country and then we just do an ammo dump and we leave all of our goods. We take out all of our personnel, and i.e. Syria, Iraq, Africa, Afghanistan, soon to be Ukraine. So with this tactic of moving things in and then not seizing and holding, we're turning what used to be controlled opposition into the allies of now Russia and China. Afghanistan, after the Taliban took over in late July, said that their number one ally was China. Why China? Why not us? And there's a specific reason for it. Look at the explosions and firefights that recently just happened in Kabul, Afghanistan. Who was injured? Three PLA agents. That's because they're in there moving and shaking, and they are specifically saying that they're bringing out terrorist stations. There was a Chinese general who said that they spent 10,000 U.S. American dollars, and they grabbed Middle Eastern Islamic fighters, terrorists, brought them to China, trained them through combat arms, and then redeployed them back into the Middle East to confront the United States. And yet, we have presidents who misunderstand the true threat picture here. China is not our ally. China is definitely not a friend to the United States. And they
Doug, I got to interject this. They are our ally and friend. If your name is Mitch McConnell, Governor Doug Ducey, Kemp from Georgia, McCarthy, Rona McDaniel, the RNC head, I could go down the list. They own major politicians in this country. They are their ally, but they're the enemy of the American people. There's a distinction. The Republican Party is controlled by the same forces that control the Democrats.
Yeah, it's the same group of people. Why this is so dangerous is not just that our politicians have sold us up the Yellow River, but it appears that the Pentagon is right there hand in glove with them. So,
well, yeah. What did Dipstick Milley say? Joint Chief of Staff head. What did he say? If we were to attack China, I would tell my Chinese counterpart he should have been kicked out of the military right there and tried for sedition.
Yep. No, what we live in now is an autocracy, soon to be a tyrannical dictatorship. The problem with American politics is that we bend like a reed. We are not rigid. There's a difference of being so rigid that you break and then being so malleable that any gust of wind can blow you in any direction. And that is what's become our politicians. Our politicians are bought and paid for. Every single one of them by somebody. Yes. And I don't care who it is. Somebody at some point in time has lined the pockets of anyone with a R or a D in front of their name. You may have a few. You may have a few like, you know, Chip Roy, and then a few others who are.
Bobert.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yep. Yeah. Like, yeah. I said, a few. Off one hand, I can't count more than three.
Well, okay. Do you recall my themes back in April and May We're coming up on the primary season, and I said, unelect every Republican incumbent and start over.
Yeah.
In the primary, hit the reset button on these people.
Yep.
And people didn't do it. I mean, a couple places we did, but for the most part, we didn't do it. And this is what you get. You have treasonous leadership. Mitch McConnell takes over $25 million a year from China. He took FTX money. Doug, and by the way, I've had this confirmed now from a very reliable military source. Pentagon did blend money. They mixed money, co-mingled with FTX to give back to the Democratic Party. Remember, 60% of their budget is missing. They have failed five audits, and they have sold this country out. They've misused their funds for political purposes to keep these Bolshevik communists in power.
Yeah.
We're betrayed right to the top, right to the very top of this country. We're being betrayed.
There's really nothing else to say about it. And our failed international politics reflects our failed domestic politics. And we don't really have a true direction to go in America anymore. You can't sue the government for grievances. You can't redress your grievances for sure, but you can't sue the government for grievances. So if they own the courts, let me give you a hypothetical question here. If they own the courts and you can't win in court because they own the law, they write the law, they own the judges, they own the prosecutor, they own the defense, and then they own the protests and they own the assassins, you can't fight them physically because it's the federal government, man. They're a little too big for that. And no one's going to stand together in solidarity to fight the government because they're going to use the FBI and every other law enforcement agency out there that gets told to serve this warrant, and they'll pick you apart one by one. So we're left now in a crossroads in America. Do we fight physically? Do we fight legally? If we can't do either, what is the third recourse? And I think it's about time that we start to have the discussion of what is the next angle of approach for this attack. It is not smart to fight the government. It is not smart at this point in time to take up arms against the government. So what is the other route? Because obviously,
I would say this, be in the world, but not of the world.
Well, and that's,
we need to separate. We need to separate from the controllers of this society. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Don't shop their corporate stores. Minimum amount of money in the bank. Diversify your assets. Gold back your IRAs and so forth. And no, I'm not doing a commercial for Noble Gold, but I'm just telling you, you let the banks hang on to your assets. The banks will keep their assets when times get tough. It's the law, and the courts have backed up this law, Dodd-Frank, 2010. So we need to get outside the system, Doug. We need to start talking about Bible worship in private homes. Make sure your electronic devices are not around, because Christian persecution is right around the corner. It's already happening. If you pray in front of an abortion center, even silently, you're going to jail.
Yeah, the UK is ruined. The UK,
well, it's not just the UK.
UK is,
we've sent pastors to jail for praying at pro-life rallies anywhere near an abortion center, even when they're not talking to the abortionists.
So here's my strategy for this, all right? My strategy for this is that if you're going to hold a protest, be wise of where you go. Do you have to be in front of an abortion clinic to protest abortion? No. Do you have to be in front of the Capitol to protest against what's happening illegally, I think, within the halls of Congress? No, you don't. You can be tactical about where you go. Do you have to show up wearing this whenever you go to protest? No, you don't, because you make yourself out into an available target at that point in time for the government to call you a right-wing extremist, which is what everything is about now. Everything is about right-wing extremism. They'll completely disregard everything that the FBI just got caught doing, what, 9 different Twitter dumps where the FBI and DHS and other agencies have been spying on you illegally. They have been superseding their own values, their own abilities, and then they're putting the extinguishment on your First Amendment rights. They openly interfered in the elections, and yet they say that everything that they've done, you've done. What we have now is called being an enemy of the state. if you're a Christian, be ready for persecution. It's going to happen. Persecution is coming to all of us, and we should know this. Jesus said that they hate me, and they're going to hate you worse. So what we need to do, and this is my personal opinion now, because I am unplugged from anything political affiliation at this point. I'm going to take care of myself and my family. I'm going to pray to my God, and I'm going to let everything else fall as it may. I'm going to fight the battles that I can win. And that's on the spiritual realm. Fighting the battles physically is making sure that my kids don't end up the way these people have ended up. Not into Antifa's hands, not into the leftist hands, not into the rhino's hands, but to raise my children up godly and to give them actual physical skills. Because eventually, when the lights get unplugged, like what we keep talking about, like what keeps happening in America, you're going to need physical skills. All this stuff on social media and all these electronic devices, they're a luxury, but very few Americans know how to even use the old M1 shovel anymore. So I think manual labor is going to be your future in America. The technocracy is winning. They are winning. And as we learned in Revelation, eventually the Antichrist will be given the power to win over the saints, to overcome them. So it's not that we're fighting a losing battle here, but I think Americans at some point in time, a lot of doomsday prepper guys too, no offense to anybody like that, but we think we can win these wars with our carnal minds, with our guns and with our cool, you know, cool guy tactical gear. But this is not a war of the flesh. This is a war in the spiritual realm, and we need to get back to that. The only war in the flesh that you need to worry about is when someone tries to rob from you, kidnap you, hurt you, or break into your home. That is an earthly battle that you should be able to fight. All this other stuff in this political realm, detach yourself from it. It's only going to make you worse. They'll only drag you deeper into the mire. I am detaching myself from this. I'll be a citizen of heaven. I'll be within the jurisdiction of God, and I'm not
going to be. Oh, Doug. You're declaring yourself to be a sovereign citizen under That's their like, rules.
Oh, yeah, I guess
you know what that means? You know what that means? They'll say you have no rights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, it may surprise you to hear me say this. I have been in Arizona, and I'm not going to just mix words. I've been one of the leading investigators into voter fraud. I've done my fair share of exposing it. Myself and Liz Harris are one and two. And choose which one is one. Doesn't matter to me. It's not about ego. But I am done with the Republican Party. Here, and you've heard me say this before, but when you have the chief county supervisor donating to a PAC to get rid of America First candidates, and he led a cheating regime to make sure that all senior Republican candidates were defeated by machine breakdowns that he perpetrated, and the county clerk and recorder, I'm done with this. I'm done with the Republican Party. I don't care if Mitch McConnell stays in power any longer, because if the other Republicans gave a crap, he would already be gone. Rona McDaniel would already be gone. And Doug and I went off last night a little bit on Charlie Kirk. I don't mean anything personal by it. But, you know, this guy's out here saying things about the election, and I have way more information than he does. And I invited him on the show to compare notes. He big time me, blew me off. That's fine. But by the way, we're on the same cycle of recommendations with Apple and iTunes as the top five trending. We need allies in this movement, not competitors. And what I'm describing here is one of the reasons why we haven't banded together as people. People are concerned about their ratings in the alternative media. People are concerned about how much money they're making from this, and it's keeping them from serving the real purpose. The first 6 years I was in this business, I lost money. I wasn't trying to make money. I was not trying to make money at all. Then this became a calling to go full time, and I got some bills to pay. But I could be doing a lot more to make money. But one thing I never do is turn down my fellow colleagues. Doug, I go on John Moore's show every Tuesday from 7 a.m. Mountain Time to 9 a.m. I'm on there with Jeff Nyquist, who's one of the best military minds out there. And we get other guests on there that are tremendous. I don't get anything from doing this financially. I do it because I'm trying to wake America up. But Doug, I'm with you. I am totally with you right now. There's not one stinking politician that's out there right now that I'd lift a finger to help. To hell with all of them. And you're right. I am a citizen of the God Almighty. I am not, let's put it this way. Am I a citizen of the United States? Yes, under the Constitution, not under Bolshevik communism. That's where I'm at. We're on the same page, Doug. It's funny how we arrived at this place at the same time.
Well, I mean, and don't think I didn't start off differently. I started off, and I'm still patriotic to my nation, to my people, but not to these politicians.
Exactly.
Not
the Constitution.
Not to big tech, not to the globalism, not to the technocracy.
Yeah. Well, this gets into a bigger question. Now, I've got more of an immediate problem because I have an adult child. And your kids are still preteen. But you will one day have to be faced with this too. My son and I've talked about this. I don't give a crap if they have a draft. He ain't going. And if you people out there let your kids get drafted to fight this war that profits the banks and the military industrial complex and people like Milley and the Democratic donors, okay, if you let your kids go fight in this war, you are negligent as a parent. And we're going to fight the war, Doug, because putting the Patriot missiles in there with American soldiers means we're going to be killing Russians. How long is it going to be till Putin expands the war and we need a draft?
Well, the real problem there is, can we keep up with them? Because with all the things that we've sent over to Ukraine, we have redlined ourselves. We are now going to be reaching into our own store reserves of what our troops would be using on the battlefield and also during training. A lot of expenditure of ammunition happens during training and not so much out on the battlefield. So now we're redlining ourselves, and Europe is saying the same thing. The UK has said, hey, we are redlining ourselves. Whatever we start to send you now is going to be from our own stock that we would use for our military. That cannot continue. And you know, who is Zelensky? You know, who is this little bastard who comes along?
He's a Nazi perverted thug who's into every perversion there is.
Yep. You know, he's about this tall, you know, little bitty guy. And you know, he's got this big man ego. He walks around thinking that he commands the world. And I want to know who gave him command, because he was a nobody until this started. And then all of a sudden we've propped them up, and your Republicans, your Democrats, they've all propped them up, and no one has like stopped and said, why are we doing this? What happens if America gets attacked? And you know what they say? America's not going to get attacked. Well, look at all the attacks on the power grid recently. $5 billion. $5 billion is what it was determined to harden our grid back in the late 90s by Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. $5 billion. We've sent almost $100 billion now to Ukraine, not to the grid, not to the border. The border is completely destroyed now. There is no border. Our border.
Well, there's a second aspect to this. But you're right about the border. We'll spend billions on Ukraine's borders and nothing to defend our children from the fentanyl.
Well,
that's killing them.
We sent $125 million, Dave, to Pakistan for their transsexual whatever politics or policies that they're trying to pass right now. Why is it that we're trying to push this reprobate mindset upon the world?
Satan. Well, Satan is in control of these people.
I'll tell you why. Because every nation on this planet is now a reflection of Babylon. Every nation. Point to a Christian nation. Point to a nation that follows the commandments of God. There are none. This entire world lies with the evil one. Every nation has become Babylon. And we are within the city limits of Babylon. Every direction that you go, every democratic city that you come across in America looks worse than the next. There's not a safe city in America. There's not a safe border in America.
You live in Sodom, Texas, and I live in Gomorrah, Arizona.
Yep.
That's where we live. I could not agree with you more. Folks, we did not rehearse this. We have arrived at this position, and yet we have people, you know, I don't mean to bag on him, but like Charlie Kirk that says, if you quit voting, you're stupid, you're this, you're that. Hey, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. These people will continue to cheat, lie, and steal. By the way, Doug, I had a big revelation that I want to share with my audience. When 59% of the voting machines, you know, the printers and so forth went down in Maricopa County when the voting centers opened, in the county where Kerry Lake got 3 out of 4 day of voting, so that's why they had to do this, I said, they're not connected. How do you get all these to go down at the same time? You'd need a cast of 1,000 people to pull this off. I said, gee, I wonder if there's something electronic. Well, one of our contacts that we share in common, Doug, whose husband was Intel, and we get the airplane reports. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say her name on the air. But let me tell you, I brought this up when I spoke to the Arizona Tea Party. And there was a gentleman there that says, Dave, you're talking about Deer Valley Airport. And I said, you're exactly right. He said, I've been there. I've seen the equipment they use that fried these machines. That wasn't the only tactic they used. They did improper printing, so the ballots got rejected. They did a whole host of things. But those machines failed on command. And our mutual contact, Doug, sent us the airplane flights on that morning.
Yep, yep, I'm on.
And I had this confirmed. I now have it confirmed from an eyewitness. We have triangulated the voter fraud in part with this. It was a frequency attack on machines set at a certain frequency so they could be taken down.
Yeah, this is the fifth generation war that we're in right now. You know, we are beyond the battlefields in the distance. We're now fighting amongst ourselves through technocracy, by the way, which is winning that war, which is why we can't win that war. You don't own Google. You don't own YouTube. You don't own all these enterprises that you use every day. So that's why, you know, this war, as frustrated as people get, and I'm right there with you. I'm as damn frustrated as anyone else. You know, I served for 15 years in the government, and they almost made me out to look like a traitor when I was leaving.
Exactly.
Just because I disagree with Biden. You know, we cannot survive as a nation like this. We won't. There is no nation in the world that has divided itself this way and has survived. So what is the recourse? Is the Great Reset really the answer? And let me ask you this hypothetical question. You can't win in court against the government. You cannot apparently blackmail enough the elite. And you can't win a physical fight against the government. And anyone who says that they can is foolish and has never been in one.
Exactly.
If the Great Reset is the answer, then who wants to be a part of that? Because everyone suffers.
Yeah. You're asking what almost appears to be a rhetorical question, but it's not. And for the record, I want to address the question you're asking. The World Economic Forum is the administrative arm for the bankers, the Rothschilds, at the Bank of International Settlement. When Doug says the Great Reset, he's just parroting what they all say. We have to tear it down so we can build it back better, which was one of Biden's key campaign phrases when he managed to get out of his bunker and actually go out in public once in a while. So let me explain to you, ladies and gentlemen, what happened. The Ukraine faction with Hunter Biden and his partners shipped the Wuhan flu to Wuhan, developed in Ukraine. And I'm not saying there weren't modifications made in Ukraine. I don't know what happened there, but they packaged it so it could be released here, change our voter laws so the 2020 election could get stolen. They couldn't have an America First president. They had to have a communist who's dedicated to the takedown of America. And so they get Biden in there. Biden's controlled by Obama and Susan Rice, and they are dedicated to the destruction of America. They couldn't get this many things wrong if they tried, without it being intentional. So they are against everything America. We sent billions to Ukraine and we're stiffing the National Guard on their final payment of the year. That's just one example of what I'm talking about. But let me connect some dots here locally. Okay, Doug, this is something that I think the people need to know. This is how far-reaching the World Economic Forum is. The Deer Valley Airport, where they housed the electronic equipment boarded onto airplanes that we have now triangulated, and we're confident in saying what we're saying. This is how some of the machines were taken down. The Deer Valley Airport's controlled in this portion by the Phoenix Police Department. Who controls the Phoenix Police Department? Mayor Kate Gallegos. Her husband's a Marxist communist in the Democratic Party that's serving in Congress. She's a Marxist communist, and she is Klaus Schwab trained at the World Economic Forum. She was in the Young Global Leaders Program. And of course, she participated in the voter fraud because she controlled the resources, resource security, and would have been able to lead whatever was done with these airplanes. So our contact who told us this happened, I have an eyewitness that's seen the equipment, and then we have connected the dots here. But it's the mayor of Phoenix, it's the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, it's so many politicians, folks, it's unbelievable. We have lost our country. So, Doug, I couldn't agree with you more. Where do we turn? We can't keep doing the same things and expect a different result. So where we need to turn is to the Lord Almighty and give him the power. You can't, as you said earlier, we can't fight a physical war, a spiritual war, with physical tools. It's like taking a butter knife to a gunfight. And this is what so many people want to do. The Charlie Kirks of the world want to keep fighting the battle in the same old way and hope for a different result. Oh, if we just get Harmeet Dhillon in charge of the RNC, everything will change. No, it won't. No, it won't. Nothing's going to change.
No, listen to this. Mitch McConnell said that the Republicans' number one priority is funding Ukraine for this war against Russia.
Exactly. Yeah, number one. Not stopping fentanyl, not stopping anything connected to America that's bad. Mm-hmm. It's defending Ukraine. And let me explain this to you, Doug. I'm going to get your reaction to this. I've been thinking long and hard. Why has the left been so intent on forcing Putin into a war? Because Putin is doing two things. One, he's defying their energy policies that has crippled the West economically. Okay. And number two, he's going to gold-backed currency and is spreading that through the world. And they want the digital satanic mark of the beast, bring in 14067 executive order and make us all digital currency. That's why they want to take him down. This is why Russia is the number one enemy. If Putin wasn't such a KGB thug, I'd be rooting for him right now. But I can't, because I know he's a bad guy too. He's not much better than Zelensky. But I will say this about Putin. He's on the right path for his people. No digital currency, okay? Go gold-backed and keep your energy flowing.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think of is in the Ezekiel 38 war is what will be the hooks that drags Russia to the fight? What's it going to be eventually? And I think Ukraine could be a launching off point for that. Ukraine obviously is going to be a launching off point for the United States, for NATO, for the UK. But you don't see anything going on in the UN. You know, nobody is suing for peace. Even though Putin came out today and said that he wants to try and find resolution with Ukraine. Well, we're not going to have it because we just pledged $100 billion to Ukraine.
And regime change. Them.
Yeah.
And regime change.
Hey, Lindsey Graham. All right. Little sweetheart Lindsey. Again, this is like the fifth time this guy has said this, and he's not been in trouble for it yet. Lindsey Graham said that someone in Russia needs to just take out Vladimir Putin and assassinate him. We need to do a regime change. He said the words regime change in Russia. Do you recall we had a conversation several months ago about this, and I said that they would eventually do a regime change in Russia and that they'll try and start a civil war and Russia. Now, let me give you a hypothetical. All right, I'm going to bring this back up again for people who are maybe new or you've maybe never heard me say this before or forgot. What do you think the world will do when Vladimir Putin is taken out of power? Either they assassinate him, he dies naturally, or he's physically arrested and taken out of power. And then you have all these many different wars happening for power over the control of Russia. And then you have all these loose nukes. The police mistrust the military mistrust the oligarchs are paying their gangs to combat all these groups, and then you have probably terrorism that'll be inserted into there. You're being attacked by Ukraine. Your sovereignty is being threatened by NATO and the UN. We would probably wait 96 hours after taking out Putin to start to invade Russia if nobody cooperates with us, because you cannot allow 7,000 nuclear missiles to go unaccounted for. And then we would take Russia and tear it apart, and we would do to Russia what we did to Iraq and to Afghanistan. Yeah. And that, I believe, would unify Russia against NATO and would be the right cause for the war.
And China on their side, too.
Of course, that's your northern neighbor. Whatever happens to them is going to happen to you. Besides, they've already connected themselves. They've yoked themselves up together. So if Russia goes down, China goes down. If China goes down, Russia goes down. These two entities now have to back each other. They have to.
Well, that's the plan, and the U.S. is a willing stooge of the WEF. It's just a fact. Folks, the WEF is as satanic as it gets. The number two guy, Harari, said a few months ago, we need a major mass extinction event. Mm-hmm. That was the exact word he used, the phrase he used, mass extinction event. They're telling you what's coming. We're just not paying attention. And Doug, when I said this to you over on the radio side a couple of days ago, I said, America just thinks this is a bad dream that's going to pass over because we have almost 2.5 centuries of continuity of government. And I look at Central America, or South America, I should say, and they have 4 countries in rebellion. One communist leader has been overthrown for a corrupt election. 3 more are in trouble because the people are saying, we're not taking this crap anymore. And the military is afraid of the people, and the military, like in Brazil, are siding with the people. They've sided with the people in Peru. Why don't we do that here? Well, because we are stupid enough to believe that things are going to go back to normal. Folks, your constitution is gone. Your military is controlled by them. They control every aspect of power, from the news media to entertainment to professional sports to the elections to both parties. It's not coming back. Well, we have to adapt.
Let me lay out some things for you, and I want you to respond to this. Half of South America is in rebellion. And, oh, by the way, 3/4 of South America is communist. Okay. Mexico is a narco-terrorist state with zero control upon its own violence and who comes in and brings what. The terrorists, the actual terrorists, which are the cartels, are getting paid by Russia and China to bring in whatever and whoever. And we don't have an answer for it. Canada has officially become a dictatorship, an authoritative dictatorship. And then Americans sit here and we say, oh, everything's fine. It's just a cycle of the world. No, it's not. This is not a cycle anymore. This is the evolution.
That's what I just said, yeah.
Yeah, this is the evolution of the infrastructure of the Antichrist. These things must unfold, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's really nothing you can do about it except for take care of your prayer life, take care of your family life, and take yourself and unplug yourself from the system. That's really, that to me, that's really the only answer, is unplug yourself from the system. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Render unto God what is God's. And then let the rest just play out as it is. There's really nothing else you can do about it.
My response is very simple. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, just as an example. But I would also say this, as I said earlier in the broadcast, be in the world because you're here, but don't be of the world. Keep your money as much as possible out of the banks. Diversify. Be independent with the issues I just mentioned. Don't shop in the corporate stores if you can avoid it. Don't eat out in the corporate chain stores. Collapse their system. because if you keep feeding it, it will consume you. They will devour this country.
Yep.
I think a purge is next. We're already seeing a purge of Christians from a Merrick Garland kind of thing. You can't even go to school board meetings without risking having your door kicked in by the FBI thugs. Well,
you can't raise a voice against these people, because then they'll say, oh, you're a seditionist or you're treasonistic because you don't think the way we do. That's what a dictator does.
And that's what we live in.
People, that's what a king does.
See, this is why I'm saying so many people in the alternative media don't get it. They don't get it that we've already lost. Now, is there a way back? Yeah, but it's not following the, oh, gee, we got to just vote harder and get more people out to vote. Those days are over, folks. They have closed down elections. They control this country. They control everything. They control healthcare. What they don't control is the power of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is waiting in the wings to help us, but we're not letting him in.
No, because we're trying to fight the fight instead of taking it to the throne.
There you go. Yeah,
that's really what it is.
It's taken me a while to really come to this realization. I thought after 2020, if I exposed enough of the voter fraud, that we could avoid the pitfalls in 2022. Right now, there should be millions of people in the street across the nation right now. You know, like in an election at Kerry Lake, probably got 75% of the votes. I have a former, let's put it this way, I have a DA, but I have an intel source who has the formulas for the machines. And he has accurately told me since 2020 what the vote counts are. And he's shown it to me in unopposed races where things go one-to-one. And I've seen the mathematical formulas. Kerry Lake got somewhere around 73 to 74% in Arizona. And she still lost by 17,000 votes because they measure how many they need. They know how many voters they had to suppress in Maricopa County, how many machines they had to shut down, how many votes they had to bring in. They brought in 25,000 votes that never had chain of custody, and they did it after the polls closed. And what did Kerry Lake lose by? 17,000 votes? You get the idea, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
You get the idea. There's folks, we're pissing in the wind if we think we're going to change the system within the system. And we can't win a revolution because the military is controlled by Milley, who's a total communist. So what do we have to do? We have to turn to God and say, God, you fix it. Tell us what you want from us, and we'll be your instruments of change. I don't believe we have to say we're in the last days, we're in the tribulation period. I don't think it has to be that way. I think we can push that off to a later generation if we would submit to the will of God, and he would restore his blessing upon us.
Mm-hmm.
But what are our chances of doing it? I don't want to underestimate God, but right now we're not headed in the right direction. Religiosity in this country, people who profess Jesus Christ, okay, that's down to 80%. It's an all-time low for our country.
Well, you know, I mean, we have people who walk around now and they say, buy these emergency supplies, this, you know, gather your guns over here and protest that. And then you have people walk around saying, I'm rapture ready. But who's ready for the actual threat that's happening today and tomorrow? Very few, because people live in a very simplistic mindset now. And I think the truth and reality of what's happening in America have swept over so many people that they just, they glaze whenever they look at it. They don't want to see the lion in front of them. They go, it's just a cat. No, the threat in front of you is very, very real. The things that are happening in this world are very, very real. You can affect what you can affect upon your own self and your area of operations, which is typically as far as your gas tank goes. But look at how many people have been affected through this winter storm and weren't prepared. There's already, 14 deaths that are reported?
57, latest count.
Oh, my Lord. Well, hey, the grid attack. All right, here, let's talk about this. All right.
Yeah. We're almost out of time, though, so we got to kind of move this to the front.
Tacoma Power substation facilities were attacked in the East Pierce County. Currently, 7,300 customers are without power as a result. These attacks keep happening. They're not copycats at this point. This is coordinated. And eventually, Dave, they will find the right substations that, from the west to the east, that connects them and collapse the entire grid. And that is your great reset. That's the beginnings of the beginnings. And I mean, you know, everyone in America right now is so worried about things, and I get it. It's a horrible time in our country, especially with the way that the monetary system was just completely devalued. But you really need to focus on your own self-reliance, your own self-preparation mm-hmm. right now. I don't care if you buy stuff through me. I'm sure Dave doesn't care if you buy through stuff from him. You know, if you do, thank you. It supports us and it helps us to keep coming on. But, you know, just be prepared, because if you're prepared, then hopefully you won't have to go and rob your neighbor to feed your kids. And then that will help the community, and all these communities helping themselves helps the nation. You know, but that's not our mindset. That's not Americans' mindset, and people are going to be caught off guard.
I know you're correct. Well, we're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not giving up. We're asking you to consider the spiritual dimension for your battle. We still have to fight the enemy in front of us, and sometimes that means fighting a political battle. You have to fight what's in front of you at that time that it's in front of you. But the reality is, long-term victory is not going to come at the ballot box or the bullets. It's going to come from our spiritual weapons. And this is really where we need to focus our efforts. And most of our churches are too many, let's put it this way, there are too many pastors who are chicken bleepers to stand up to tyranny because they don't want to lose their 501c3. Mm-hmm. So you really need to focus at home worship, Bible study that's private, because you're going to be forced into it before much longer anyway, because Christian doctrine is racist. Christian doctrine is it's homophobic. Christian doctrine is against anything that's not traditional marriage. Christian doctrine is seditious. It's treason. It's on its way out in this country as far as approved activities.
It's not fit for woke.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Go woke, go spiritual broke, spend eternity in hell. The problem let me put it this way. I still believe we can push this back to where we're not the final generation on this planet. I think it's possible. It's not written that in the year 2023, this is what has to happen. It's not written anywhere like that. We have the ability to invoke the power of God, but we have to be in the right mindset. And I believe there has to be sufficient members of our population doing it. And right now, we're going the wrong direction. That's the problem. We're going the wrong direction. You can fight the political battle, but if it's not accompanied by spiritual weapons, you're wasting your time. That's my last word. Doug, your last word?
Who is Gideon in Congress, and are there at least 10 righteous men?
Well, you know, I'm going to say it this way. The Senate is Sodom, and the House is Gomorrah, and the Antichrist, for our political purposes, not biblically, is Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see the
Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a nation, is a judgment upon our nation, guys.
He is.
It is what it is.
He is you're exactly right. Well, that's it for the commonsenseshow.tv. Check out Doug. We've got some updates on where we appear. Just very quickly, go ahead and tell people where they can find us.
Yeah. So for one thing, the American Vindictus Show, it's on YouTube, it's on Rumble, but also the Doug and Dave Intel Report has its own official page. It's Doug and Dave Intel Report, all one word. Rumble's a little strange about that. Please make sure that you're subscribing, that you're sending out the information whenever we upload, because all of these now are going to be uploaded onto it, because we just feel that now is the time to try and get out as much information as possible to reach the hearts and minds of Americans. Also, TheCommonSenseShow.com, TheCommonSenseShow.tv, we're on GSRadio.net, and Heroes Nation is going to be our official backup. Please make sure you download the Heroes Nation app and that you're keeping up to date with that. There are going to be things eventually that we're not going to be allowed to say on probably YouTube or Rumble,
Heroes Nation
will be the last bastion for that.
So here on TheCommonSenseShow.tv, we're trying to build in redundancy because we do expect interference.
Yep.
And we've already experienced some of that interference. So it's wise that we're doing this. I'd like to just have a standalone entity that we broadcast from, but I think that would be foolish because I think we could find ourselves sitting on the sidelines for quite some time. So by building in redundancy right now, it makes sure that we stay on the air and our message is heard. And unfortunately, on our colleagues, God love them, are just saying physical response to the government, physical response to the government. And I'm not hearing a whole lot of Jesus out there. And I'm telling you, we're not going to win without him.
We
have already lost that physical battle. And I do think we can turn it around, folks, but we need to go about this the right way. So God bless all of you. I hope all of you had a very, very happy holiday break with your family. Christmas, Christ, the birth of Jesus. Hello, Joe Biden, did you hear that? The birth of Jesus, the Son of the God Almighty, who will judge you for what you are someday. Hope you're hearing that, Joe. He gave his Christmas message without saying Jesus. Shame on you, Biden. Yep. And God bless the rest of you. For Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges, and this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the CommonSenseShow.tv. We'll see you back here next time.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Rekker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekker5, mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app, Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindictus show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindictus show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.